Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 12 and 3 quarter cents, 539 and a half. December wheat down a penny and a half, 722 and a quarter. And November beans up 2.5 cents, 1287 and a half. The corn was strong off a couple of things. Number one, there's rumors that the Chinese are back in the market. There's also more talk of this tar spotting that we've been talking about. We mentioned it a couple of times last week that first Ken Ferry, from the agronomist from Illinois, was noting it, and then the guys at Purdue were noting it in Indiana. And apparently it may be having some effect on the yields. I don't see that in terms of the yield reports I'm getting out of the Midwest. So, you know, I don't know exactly why we're up 12 and 3 quarter cents here, but it was a strong technical close, opening up the door to, you know, 555 to 557, somewhere in that range. The weather around the country looks pretty good. We're waiting to see what the crop progress says at 3 o'clock, but it should show beans and corn ahead of harvest averages out here. Export inspections this morning were pretty light. Wheat 286, corn 517, beans 441. The beans were supported in part by the Chinese sale this morning, 334,000 metric tons of beans to China. But I'm not sure, you know, that wasn't all that unexpected out here. The oil rallied a full penny off its lows. Crude oil closed up 147, and that prompted the bean oil to rally, which isn't all that surprising out here. The talk is also on the stocks report on Thursday that people are expecting a low number. The last two September reports have been low numbers, but we had relatively decent carryouts. This year, if we come in with numbers lower than expected with the low carryout, the market will certainly be pushed to the upside. Now, the other side of the coin is that a lot of people think the stocks could be higher than expected because the harvest is getting done so rapidly out here. And those stocks as of the first could be higher than what they're anticipating. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. In general, I see the yields as being better than expected, but certainly not bumper yields in most cases, though there are some out there. Harvest pressure should be laying into this market a little bit heavier every day for the next several weeks. But if the stocks report on Thursday is friendly, the market will move higher. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.